The following presentation is a Barrett Sports Media production. In the sports media business, change is inevitable.
Tony Romo could become the first $10 million a year TV analyst.
Disney has named James Pitaro as the president of the worldwide leader.
Fox has signed a deal with the NFL to broadcast Thursday Night Football.
But not every move makes national headlines.
This news came out of left field, I think, for everybody.
I was shocked.
Keeping you updated on the news you might have missed. Here's Brandon Contis with the Under the Radar podcast.
All righty, welcome back to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast with Brandon Contis, where we catch you up on the recent industry news that may have been missed, but certainly deserves some attention. And we do it each week in 10 minutes or less. This is a brand new season, season two, episode one of the Under the Radar podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Contis, Barrett Sports Media's lead reporter for sports radio and television news, writing daily news articles for the platform with some feature stories mixed in. And while we do a great job at BSM of cranking out daily content to keep everybody up to date on changes and news within the industry, there's still plenty that gets missed. And it was a tough week in the industry, with many losing their jobs at iHeartRadio. But there's also been some great stories to come out in recent weeks and plenty of important ones to note. And we're going to do all that. And I have a lot of stuff I want to cram in here and a couple of longer form notes that I want to touch on as well. But as always, we keep it under 10 minutes. So let's go. And in the leadoff spot of the Under the Radar podcast, we should mention one of the most prominent podcast networks, Bill Simmons' The Ringer, because according to the Wall Street Journal, Spotify has had discussions about possibly buying Simmons' podcast network and website. Last year, the Journal reported The Ringer was earning about $15 million in ad space from podcasts alone. It's not crazy to think that a sale of The Ringer could go for north of $100 million. Credit Simmons for always being ahead of the curve and incredibly savvy during his career and continuing to do so even after he parted ways with ESPN in 2015. Congratulations to Bets on Rap, the gambling division of the Unwrapped Sports Podcast Network. Recently announced they've partnered with ESPN Plus, bringing more betting content to the platform. And then right before the Under the Radar podcast took a break, we told you Sherry Burris left NBC Washington after 3 years there as a sports anchor and reporter. Now we can update you on her next day because Sherry moved north to Connecticut. And earlier this month, she started her new job as an anchor for CBS Sports HQ, the nearly two-year-old 24-hour sports news streaming network. So good luck to Burris on the new gig. Very late last year, I think he actually shared the news on New Year's Eve, but Lieutenant Colonel and fellow New Yorker Mark Zinno announced he signed a new deal with Dickey Broadcasting, which keeps him on air in Afternoon Drive on their Atlanta Sports X, so congratulations to him on that. Also late last year, Adam Rubin announced he moved about 15 miles north of where I'm at to join Stony Brook University Athletics as their new associate AD for strategic communications. Rubin, of course, formerly on the Mets beat for ESPN and the Daily News, and as crazy as things are right now with the Mets needing to part ways with Carlos Beltran before he even managed the game, Rubin was involved in an even stranger incident when then-general manager Omar Minaya accused Adam of lobbying for a front office job during a press conference that Rubin was attending as a journalist. Congratulations to Vince Quinn, who's starting to take over weekends on CBS Sports Radio. Last season, we shared news that Quinn was hosting every Saturday morning from 2 to 6 a.m. But now with Sean Morash moving with the DA show to weekday mornings on CBS Sports Radio, Morash gave up his weekend show on the network, and that was taken over by Quinn. And you can still hear the Vince Quinn show on CBS Sports Radio every Saturday morning from 2 to 6 a.m. But now you can also hear him Sunday mornings from 2 to 6 a.m. And then you can also hear him regularly filling in on Philadelphia's 94 WIP. And speaking of WIP, best of luck to them as they moved about 20 blocks into their new studios on 2400 Market Street last week, Thursday, January 16th, and a lot of cool tweets from hosts and from employees sharing pictures, sharing memories of the old studios, which had many great moments of broadcasting, even right up until the end.
But the broadcast itself, Al, made no acknowledgement of anything for over 15 minutes. And you had no idea what was going on. You honestly, if you were just watching on TV, you didn't even know Wentz was in peril. You didn't even know we had lost that quarterback who had basically saved the season the four previous weeks. Yeah. He's gone. They don't even tell you.
That, of course, from WIP's morning show, Angelo Cataldi, after the Eagles got knocked out of the playoffs. But then things got off to a great start in the new studio last Thursday with memorable takes and calls about the Astros sign-stealing scandal.
We would all be speaking Japanese and German today if we didn't steal the signs from the Japanese and the Germans.
Wow.
All right?
A little bit different, but I...
No, we deciphered it. We won. And that's the thing. If the other side is too stupid to change up their signs, then that's on them.
At first, I wasn't sure if playing part of that call into Marks and Reese afternoon show on 94WIP, if it was a deterrent for taking calls or if it was encouragement for taking calls. I've decided it was an encouragement. Congratulations to Taman Turner. After more than 3 years with the Dallas Sports Fanatic as a podcast host, producer, and reporter, Turner announced he was joining Fox Sports Southwest as a programming coordinator. Earlier this month, longtime DJ on K-Rock and Syracuse, Rain Man, moved over to their Galaxy Media sister station, ESPN Syracuse. After working on air as a DJ for about 20 years, he now hosts the Sportszilla Show, weekdays from 3 to 4 p.m. on ESPN Syracuse, which has a lineup loaded with local programming. NBC7 in San Diego announced they've expanded their sports coverage right after the long-running Sports Wrap, which airs every Sunday night. Sports Wrap OT now takes a deeper dive into San Diego's local sports scene. Sports Wrap OT launched January 12th and broadcasts every Sunday at midnight, featuring Darnay Tripp and Derek Togerson as co-hosts. We'll head east a bit where Robert Fetter recently announced Chicago's WGN is set to debut a new sports show. Every weeknight at 10:30 p.m., GN Sports will air as a live half-hour sports show featuring Dan Rohn and Jarrett Payton. The new show begins January 28th. Also in Chicago, congratulations to Nico Tan, who joined the Chicago Bulls as their digital content coordinator. He heads to Chicago after working with the Atlanta Falcons as a social engagement specialist, but also having past media experience covering Florida sports teams for ESPN Gainesville, ESPN WRUF, and Florida Sports Talk, among other outlets. I want to note a couple of things with Jake Query and Derek Schultz, formerly of iHeart's WNDE in Indianapolis, and the duo was among the many layoffs by iHeart last week after Query and Schultz were on air in the afternoon at WNDE, entertaining Indianapolis sports fans for more than 8 years, and their listeners have turned to Des Moines, Iowa for inspiration, because as you'll likely know by now, amid the chaos and unfortunate situations of so many iHeart employees losing their jobs, including at 1460 KXNO in Des Moines, an outcry from the station's listeners and advertisers led to an about-face and led to the decision to keep the sports talk format at the station in Des Moines and rehire people that were laid off. Query and Schultz fans, they saw what happened in Des Moines, and they've now started a petition to get the WNDE duo back on air. Will it work? Who knows? But to see it jump to over 5,000 signatures in just a couple of days, to see members of the Indianapolis media sharing and writing about it, trying to get Query and Schultz back on air, it's very cool to see the support that they have and the community of listeners that they built in the last 8 years. And one of the reasons that Query and Schultz connected so well with the community is because of things like what Jake Query did last week. And just a day or two before he lost his job, he walked into a gas station where a gun was pulled on him, and the store clerk was robbed. Jake was able to leave and call the police, and then the next day he goes back, and the same clerk is working. And he told Jake that it was the third time that he was robbed since November, which is crazy. He was shook, but with a wife and a child, he couldn't afford to take a day off. So credit Jake Query, who started a GoFundMe page for this person, and credit the Query and Schultz listeners for rallying and raising over $8,000 for the gas station clerk in less than a week. So it was a cool thought by Jake to go back and talk to the guy. Great job by listeners reacting and raising money for him. And then 2 days later, when Jake loses his job, those listeners continue to rally and show the support for Query and Schultz. Okay, so this last note was not at all under the radar, but it happened while the podcast was on a break, so I wanted to give a quick mention to Don Imus, who passed away at the age of 79 shortly before the new year. And again, not under the radar, but Imus, a shock jock who was certainly mean and offensive to some, but also kind and charitable to many, and played such a big part in allowing the sports radio format to build when he went to WFAN and brought stability and credibility to the station. But sports radio would have made it with or without Imus, but there's no question that the landscape would look different today. He wasn't the funniest radio host. He didn't have the best radio voice.
66 WNBC. We weren't so bad, we wouldn't be so good.
But he was a talented broadcaster who, just by being there, helped get sports radio to where it is today. And even just by being there, helped Howard Stern become as great as he is, because Stern needed that enemy to battle with. All right, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for listening to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast. Feels good to be back with a new season. I'm Brandon Contis. Comments and feedback are always welcome at brandon.contis@gmail.com. As always, keep up to date with industry news at barrettsportsmedia.com. I know I'll have a Q&A with Zach Gelb of CBS Sports Radio coming out soon, so be on the lookout for that. We'll have some other great feature stories dropping this week, and we'll chat next week. Big up!
Thank you for listening to the Under the Radar podcast. To pass along news, tips, and inside information, follow Brandon on Twitter at Brandon Contis. And for the latest sports media news, visit our website, barrettsportsmedia.com.